At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Uncouth, inappropriate to say what you're kind of doing is just washing money, right?
It's you're just moving money around. Yeah, you're just moving it around, and you know, some people are really good at it.
Some people in the SEC, but others, not just the SEC. It's not just an SEC question, right? Now, as far as wrapping up the CSC discussion, this Nebraska College Sports Commission discussion, would you say it became a legitimate national story? And do you regard it as that type of story?
I think just on like the surface of it, you're like, oh, wow. But as you actually read this and you read Seeley's comments from the CSC, he's like, look, you know, they want Nebraska to resubmit their deals,
right,
and go through. It's not as if the players aren't going to get paid. Nebraska has to figure out a way to properly resubmit these deals, and these players will get paid. And you know, if he would have said we've rejected this, and there's no way these players will get their $7.5 million, then all of a sudden, you know, the attorney general or the state of Nebraska could have got involved. None of that's happened. So I do think that's important to note. Like, this thing has not gone nuclear by any means at all. I think there's a sensible way, hopefully, that they can get this figured out, and they probably are working on it as we speak, to properly put these deals together. Because the thing about the CSC is they have the ability to change their rules at any time. And you know, I talked to somebody yesterday, and he was like, yeah, Nebraska, when they put this plan together, the rules were one thing, and then the CFC can kind of move things and change how they do things just because they're a new organization, and the NIL rules continue to change. So it is very complicated in what we're doing. And the CFC has a staff of 20 people. Brian Seeley, you know, runs it. And, you know, he did not come out like scorched earth about their victory. I mean, he's like, hey, man, we want to make sure Nebraska's players know we want them to resubmit and get this thing figured out. So hopefully that's where it goes. But, yeah, I think it's a very slow time of year right now. And that obviously got a lot of attention. But I think if you actually read it, there's a sensible ending to get this figured out.
These are important questions for people to try to understand. You know, the college game is do you regard the CSC, this College Sports Commission, as an arm of the NCAA, or is it a separate entity of its own?
Yeah, I mean, they're not tied to the NCAA, but they're operating as like an arm of the NCAA, if that makes sense. And an enforcement body, and they're paid by the members, just like that's what the NCAA is. They're an enforcement body paid for by the members. So the $750,000 in legal fees the CSC took on for this case is paid for by the schools. And Seeley has come out and said, hey, we're going to need some more money for some of this stuff. And that and supposedly they thought it was going to be more than $750,000. They got it done for less. But I saw Mitt Winter, who's a kind of a lawyer expert on Twitter that covers a lot of this stuff. He said that would be like two lawyers working 10 full hour days for the last several weeks, whatever it was, since January, to get like the $750,000. So it's expensive what they're doing. And I think for them, the scary thing is if there's more of these things, it's going to really rack up what their operating costs are as an organization if they continue to have situations like Nebraska. So, I think their hope that this could be a learning thing for everybody. Like, all right, Nebraska got nailed on this. We've got to rework and refigure this out to make sure we get this done. Because a bunch of legal battles like this are going to be very expensive for the CSC and everybody involved.
So my Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Sean, in recruiting, there's some concern in the fan base. Midland North safety Torrey Pittman drawing interest from LSU and Miami. Where does Nebraska stand right now with his commitment in your eyes? You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Well, both teams have visited him and talked to him. Miami was recently in Omaha. They did an in-home with them because this is the in-home visit season right now for kids. Like, coaches don't get another opportunity really than this time of year before things go to official visits in the summer. But yeah, it's going to be a battle. I mean, when you have top recruits around the country and people have recruiting boards, they're going to keep recruiting guys, especially teams that have the money. And LSU and Miami are probably two of the five or six more funded NIL operations out there. So we'll see. But, you know, Torrey Pittman's also, been a commit for a long time, which means he's probably been being paid by Nebraska, which you can still do according to the rules. So there's some complicated pieces to this, but there's no doubt, you know, his market is probably being driven up, and we'll see where this all goes. And Torrey is pretty low profile. He doesn't talk to really too many reporters, if any. We talked to his new coach, Alan Burrell, at Miller North, and he gave Brian Munson, obviously, a lot of good details of kind of where things were at. But Torrey himself hasn't really said a whole lot throughout the entire process.
Yeah, and you don't – it's probably not the greatest thing for, like, a high school kid to be talking finance.
No, and here's the thing. Kids are – it's like the days of, like, how was your visit?
Right.
What did you think of the coaches? Like, that's sure it's important, but it's not that anymore. I mean, the food was really good.
What is it now?
It's the business side of the opportunity.
Yeah, and when you're talking about Miami and LSU, you're talking about two of the top five most highly funded rosters in America, right, Bill?
At this point, yeah, and you know, the Lane Kiffin, with Lane Kiffin going to LSU, they've seen an absolute boom in, you know, what they're doing in terms of from what it was with Brian Kelly. And I know that was a complaint with Brian Kelly. Well, they've ramped it up to a considerably high level under Lane Kiffin, and that's what a new coach would do. I mean, just flashing back, can you imagine in 2017, 2018, if we were in this world when Frost came and we were at the peak of the Frost era? When he came into Lincoln, can you imagine the amount of money that probably would have come his way to build a roster? But we weren't even in the NIL.
Right.
But that's what Lane Kiffin is right now. You know, it's peak Lane Kiffin. He's the hottest name out there, and the money has just rolled in for him to kind of build that roster in Baton Rouge.
Sean, always good stuff. Thank you for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank
good
you.
Good job, Sean.
Line. Sean Callahan.
Wow. Yeah, he explains that stuff really well. Peak Frost. See, all this stuff happened. All this NIL began in 2020, right? 2020?
About right when it's at. Go back.
2021.
I cut a piece of it when I was obviously still coaching. I still had a job, which you know I don't now.
Stop.
But the interesting part, too, for Nebraska fans is that no matter what, last year, Ohio State was one of the highest, right? And they lost to Indiana, the Big Ten championship game. Then they lost to Miami. They lost their last.
That's correct.
So I'm a little tired of the it has to be that the team that wins it all every year has the most money.
Right.
And you see Epic fails all over the place.
Right.
And so
you do. But if you look at the playoff teams, they're all
there's teams last year that spent a lot of money that didn't even come close to it.
Right.
And there's teams that did well that didn't have the same amount of money.
God, I will remember. I'll never forget. Remember Jared Lambrecht called me over to O'Rourke's one afternoon.
O'Rourke's.
Oh, we love O'Rourke's.
In 2020, maybe yeah. 20, early 2021. And started explaining what this world was going to look like. Jared was on his screws, obviously. Jared's extremely smart.
Absolutely.
I was blown away by it. And he saw a lot
did
of
you have
this
like
coming.
A Guinness or a dark beer? What
I had
you
wings.
Have? You had
I had O'Rourke's.
O'Rourke's?
No.
I've never heard of it.
It wasn't O'Rourke's. Okay. It was Watering Hole. That's
okay.
What
okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, it's right next to
O'Rourke's. Go to O'Rourke's for some, what? For wings.
No it was does. Watering Hole. And okay. I don't think that's open anymore, by the way. But Jared was way ahead of the game. Way ahead.
When we come back in studio with Husker softball head coach Ronda Revell is next on Early Break on the Ticket.